take your Bible to turn to one of the most famous passages in the Bible, Psalm chapter 23, the 23rd Psalm. And young people, if you will, look up this way, all the young people. I want you to be very respectful. Hey, fellas, put your phone away. I want you to look this way. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I want to help you today, but I want you to look right this way. The 23rd Psalm, if you will. I'm going to talk to you this morning. I'm going to preach a sermon. It's called The Benefits of the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is just packed full of wonderful things for you and for me. And you give me a moment. This will be practical and down to earth. And I think you'll leave here maybe encouraged because of what you hear. Psalm 23, would you please stand with me real quickly? We do this out of respect for the Word of God. Psalm 23, I'm going to read all six verses out loud. You can follow along silently. The Bible says this, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, bless us now. Meet with us. Lord, the time is shorter than usual, but God, we don't want you to be shortchanged. So take the time that we have and multiply it in our hearts and our perceptions. Please make a difference in somebody's life today because of what's said, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can have a seat there. The 23rd Psalm is considered the Shepherd's Psalm. And I love it because it makes it real clear here that the Lord is our shepherd. In other words, if you're a born-again Christian, God is your shepherd and we are considered the sheep. Our God is the one that protects us. See, I don't have a human shepherd, but I have the great God of the universe that is my shepherd. A human shepherd could let us down. You and I, as human beings, we let each other down from time to time. I don't think we always intend to do that, but we can. But folks, I'll promise you, God won't let you down. You know the Creator of all things. He is my shepherd. And you know what He said? He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, in a moment, I'm going to tell you very quickly some of the benefits from Psalm 23. But what God is saying here is, it is God that is my shepherd, and because He's my shepherd, He meets my needs. Or there are all sorts of things that I'll have no need of, or I shall not want, is the way the Bible puts it. And I would wonder about my needs being met when you get to looking on who the provider is. But when I found out it was God that was doing the providing, I'm put at ease because it is the Lord that is my shepherd. The Creator of all things is my shepherd. The Alpha and Omega is my shepherd. The one who will never die is my shepherd. The one who is the all-powerful one is my shepherd. The one that is the everywhere present one, He's my shepherd. The perfect, just, and holy one is my shepherd. Hey, the one that's never lost a battle happens to be my shepherd. The one that is also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He is my shepherd. I love the fact that I have a shepherd that can meet all my needs, but He can do anything that needs to be done whenever it needs to be done in any way that it needs to be done. And man may fail you and people may fail you. Hey, and systems and organizations may fail you. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. God is our shepherd. And He said, because of that, He said, you can be sure you will not want. If you're a born-again Christian today, I hope you'll take a good long look at the fact that He's your shepherd. Now, let me give you some real encouraging thoughts about it, and then I'm going to show you the benefits. First of all, it says the Lord is my shepherd. That word "is" there is present tense. It doesn't say that He will someday when we get to heaven be our shepherd, but folks, today the Lord is our shepherd. If you're saying, "I can't wait to get to heaven, so God's my shepherd." No, you don't have to wait. He is your shepherd right now. It says that the Lord is my shepherd. That means it is today that He is my shepherd. And I like that because the psalmist said, "The Lord is today my shepherd." Now, if you're a born-again Christian, that's very, very personal. Did you know that Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." You know something? God is Jeff Owens' shepherd. And God is Mike Armstrong's shepherd. And God is Jim Phillips' shepherd. God's your shepherd. Personal shepherd. And the Bible says He's a shepherd that will never leave us nor forsake us. And the psalmist said, "The Lord is today my personal shepherd." He said, "And because of that, I shall not want." And I think David realizes that God is going to meet his needs. I want to talk to you about what I see as some of the benefits from the 23rd Psalm. You know, so often we'll look at the 23rd Psalm when someone maybe has passed away. And you go to the funeral home or you go to a funeral and boy, they'll use the 23rd Psalm and people run to the 23rd Psalm when somebody passes away. And it's a good psalm for that. But let me tell you something. That's not all this psalm is for. Wow, the promises and what God promises as our shepherd is amazing. I'm going to break it down real quickly. But listen, I have a lot of benefits coming to me because of the 23rd Psalm. For instance, I have the benefit of having my needs met. Let me show you what I mean. In Psalm 23, verse 2, the first part of it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Now, so you all understand, for a sheep, a green pasture would meet their need. God promises to meet our needs. Now, God may not give you and I everything we want, but God will give us everything that we need. God never promised to give us anything we want, but God has always promised to give us everything we need. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Let me explain. Our great shepherd meets our needs. Our great shepherd does not ignore our needs. That verse there that we read, it mentions the availability of still waters. Now, of course, water is a need. And God said, "I'm going to provide your need." Hey, don't lose faith in God's ability to meet your needs. If He can meet the need of the children of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness, He'll meet your need. I was thinking about the storm that we face, and there are people in this room that lost a lot. Let me promise every one of you something. God is the one that gave you what you had, and if He gave you what you had, He knows how to get you more. Amen. I have to tell you, I've enjoyed the disaster relief. The thrill of my life is to be able to help people. And it's been fun because I've been able to go all over the place, just help people. This fellow had come into our church and I was here alone and I was in working with the disaster relief, the supplies and things. And he came over and he said, "They told me if I come here, you'd help me." I said, "You got it. We'll help you." Now, the guy was already saved. He said, "They told me you would have some supplies." I said, "I have supplies." And he said, "If you just give me what I can carry to the car." So I started handing him stuff. And I got a little funny and I threw him some paper towel and he caught it. And then I threw him some other stuff and he caught it. And I went over and I piled some stuff on top of that. And then I piled some more stuff on top of that. And the truth is, I couldn't see him and he was hidden totally behind the stack. And this is what he said. He said, "You've given me so much, the hard part's receiving it." And I thought, boy, that sounds exactly what God does for you and I. And I told him, I said, "Well, I'm going to fill my arms and we'll take your load to the car and then we'll take my load to the car and then let's come back in and get more." He said, "Thank you, sir." I said, "Don't thank me, thank the Lord. Because the Lord is your shepherd and the Lord is my shepherd and we shall not want. And He has met your need." And let me tell you all something, folks. You and I, we live in America, and sometimes we're a little bit spoiled. But the truth of the matter is, God meets our needs. God meets our needs. I love that promise. That's a benefit that you see in the 23rd Psalm. But not only that, it says in Psalm 23, verse number 2, it says, "He leadeth me." You know what? You and I have the benefit of the leadership of God in our life. The shepherd offers leadership. Now, you got to accept that leadership, but he's always available. We have a state representative with us today, and they try to make themselves available. But you know something? It's not humanly possible that anybody is available 24/7, 365 days a year, because we're human. But your shepherd's not human. Your shepherd's God. He never sleeps nor slumbers. He's available 24/7, 365 days a year, and He's there to lead you. Folks, let me tell you something. When you run from God, you're running from His leadership. You have His leadership available to you. And hey, if you're a single parent and you're in this room right now and you're trying to make it through life, let me tell you something. You get up close to God and you let God help you lead your family. You say, well, it's just me. I'm all alone trying to rear my kids, and I feel for you and my heart aches for you. But you're not alone. You've got God to help you, and you let God help you. You see, the 23rd Psalm tells us that He's going to meet our needs. And then He says, and I'll be there to lead you. That shepherd's there to lead you. Hey, business owner that took a hit during the storm, God can lead you to successes that you might not have even had if it had not been for the storm. Family that's struggling and suffering. Hey, family leaders that are trying to lead your family, they say, how am I going to make it? How am I going to take it? Let God lead you. He's your shepherd. You see, He's your shepherd that will meet your need, and He's your shepherd that will provide you with leadership. Hey, I like this next one. It says there again in verse number 2, it says He's going to lead us beside the still waters. Did you know that God has a benefit for you and I, and it is a peace that's available? The still waters. Do you know that sheep are afraid of loud, rushing, wild water? They're afraid of that. That still water would bring peace to that sheep. And God wants you and I to have peace. Did you know that peace is available? The Lord said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Now here's the great thing. If you listen to that verse, God said, my peace I give unto you. It didn't say, your peace I give unto you. He said, my peace I give unto you. Let me explain that. Your peace and my peace is weak peace. God's peace is perfect peace. God didn't promise you to give you your peace. God said, I'll give you my peace. Get this. Today in heaven, God's not freaking out. God's not panicked. God's not worried. God has perfect peace. And God said, as your shepherd, I will provide you with peace. But He didn't say, I will provide you with your peace. I will provide you with my peace. Your shepherd is with you. I love the song. I think young people probably sing it a lot. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Or that beautiful song, when peace like a river attendeth my way. The song, It Is Well With My Soul. Folks, let me tell you something. No matter what you face in heaven, there is a God. He's got everything under control. And it might seem like things are a little bit out of control around you, but God's got a handle on everything. And He's the one that's your shepherd. Look to Him. It's a benefit. That still water, peace, is available to us. It says in Psalm 23:3, it says, then He restoreth my soul. Hey, there's another benefit. You say, what's that benefit? The benefit of restoration. You know, to restore something is to help it get back to its maybe original condition, or to restore it, to make it in a better condition, if you will. Let me tell you what Jesus does. Jesus takes you and I, and we have messed up lives. He saves us. Then He starts restoring us. He has a way to take a life that's wrecked and ruined and fix it up and doctor it up. Matter of fact, He can make it better than ever. He's the great restorer. He restores our lives. He restores our souls. So you all know the word soul. It goes along with the word heart in the Bible. The soul, that's the seat of your emotions, if you will. Do you know what God can do? God can take your broken emotions and He can fix them up in life, and He can restore them to a strength that you didn't even realize was available. I think Jesus restores relationships. I think Jesus gives us the strength to forgive. And Jesus gives us the strength to forget. And Jesus gives us the strength to heal emotionally. And the Bible tells us in the 23rd Psalm, He said, He is a restorer. You say, my life's a wreck. My life's a mess. I'd get to the great restorer. I get to the one that can take whatever you bring him and he can make it into something wonderful and something successful and something beautiful. When you look at the 23rd Psalm, there's 6 or 7 verses there that are just amazing. God said, it's so packed full of benefit. I can help you. He said, I'll meet your needs. I can help you. I can lead you. I can help you. I can give you peace. I can help you. I can help you restore your life. And then he said in verse number 3, he said, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Now, he'll give us right path to follow. Can I tell you all something? The Bible will take you in the right direction. I'm glad that we have an educational system available to us. But can I tell you something? Our minds are weak. And most of us, we're not educated well enough to solve all the problems of life. But the Bible is the problem-solving book. You gotta get to the Bible. And God said, I can lead you in the paths of righteousness. If you will, the Bible is our map. This is funny. We were out in the middle of who knows where, and I was real worried that when Hurricane Florence was here, I wasn't real sure that my GPS was going to work everywhere where I was. And you know, so there are some places your GPS doesn't work anyway if there's no cell reception. So I finally got on a big road and I pulled over at a big old gas station and I went in, and there's about a 22-year-old girl standing behind the counter. And I said to her, I said, I would like to have a map. She said, of what? I said, of this area. She said, don't you have a phone? I said, ma'am, I'm talking about on a piece of paper. She said, sir, you're probably going to have to go to the library to get something like that. Honey, weren't you with me? She said, I thought, no good help. And I got in my car and I thought, I knew I should have kept that atlas and I knew I might need that map. And some of you are saying, an atlas? What's that? We got a lot of neat technology, and I'm glad that we do. I don't think the internet's evil. I think people are evil. I don't think your cell phone's evil. I think people can be evil. But let me tell you something. There is something printed that will never go out of date that'll lead you anywhere you need to go, anywhere you need to get there. And that's the Word of God. And some of you need to get the roadmap out and let God be your shepherd and let Him lead you in the paths of righteousness. That's a benefit. Then I see not only is there that benefit of what path to follow, there's a benefit of understanding, maybe even during the difficult times. And this is where often this passage of Scripture is used when maybe a loved one is passed on. Psalm 23, verse 3, it says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Let's make one quick application. If you have in recent days, months, or years walked through the valley of the shadow of death and someone that you love has passed on, and you say, I don't understand it, I'm not sure that any of us will ever understand it till we get to heaven. But I do want to tell you this. God has a purpose for everything that God allows to happen. And you just keep your eyes on Him. And He will help you when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and He can strengthen you and He can help you to survive it. You say, Pastor, I want to know the reason why. We want to know why, and I understand. Well, if I could, I just want you to know that in that passage of Scripture, it says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I can't answer all your questions as to why someone that you love has passed, but I can tell you this. He knows what He's doing. And if you would say, I believe God did what was best for His name's sake, and then just leave the rest to Him. You say, that's not good enough for me, then I don't know the answer to give you. I just do know that there is a God, and that God is a good God, and that God loves you. I don't think God caused someone to go on to heaven before you because God was trying to hurt you. God knows what God's doing, and we've just got to trust God. And it may be that you just need to accept it and say, well, it was for His name's sake. You say, well, it is not a death that has brought hardship into my life. It's something else, Pastor. Well, let me tell you something. I believe that Daniel was in the lion's den. And I think Daniel probably said, Lord, why in the world? I think if somebody wanted to counsel and help Daniel, they would have said, Daniel, just accept this. You're in the lion's den for his name's sake. Paul was shipwrecked. How could we help Paul? If Paul would just say, okay, I believe he's a good God and this is for his name's sake. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into a burning fiery furnace. Why? I don't know, but I do know this. We're safe thing for his name's sake. If you're looking for a reason for a loss and you're looking for a reason why you face a burden and you can't figure it out, just trust God and say, you know what? For his name's sake, that'll be good enough for me. The 23rd Psalm from start to finish is just packed full of benefits for the Christian. He told us that he was our shepherd. And he said, look, I can meet your needs. I can provide you leadership and peace and restoration. I can show you the path to go. I can get you through the difficult times. Then he said in verse number 4, he said, for thou art with me. The psalmist said, you're with me. You say, well, what's this benefit? Thou art with me. Oh, boy, this may be the greatest benefit. He said, you get me. You get God. And I think sometimes, folks, we get too caught up in things. I'm not glad that anybody suffers loss, and I'm not glad that anybody is doing without, and I'm not glad that anybody got hurt at any given time. But let me tell you something, folks. If you have Jesus, you're rich. If you have God, if you're a born-again Christian and you're on your way to heaven, I wish you would say, you know, I'm glad for God to bless me with other things, but if I've got Jesus, I've got what I need. I have what I need. See, he never abandons us. If everybody else would leave us, he would not. He's there even though you at times can't. Maybe you say, I can't see him. He's there. You say, For some reason, I don't hear him like I need to hear him. He is there. He's always there for you to lean upon. You say, I'm lonely. You have Jesus Christ. But he makes it clear. He said one of the benefits of the 23rd Psalm, he said, for thou art with me. You get to be with God. You get God on your side. But not only that, I love this because I find that there's another benefit. It is the benefit of the protection and the comfort that you see in 23rd Psalm. He said this, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff was used by the shepherd as a weapon of protection for the sake of the sheep. A wolf could be chased away with that rod or that staff. Folks, I need you to know that God fights for you. God fights for you. The evil of this world, God wants to help protect you. Whether you believe it or not, God protected you this week. God protects your salvation. He said, no one's going to take that away from you. And God protects us and God watches out for us. And I really believe there are people in this room, you've watched God's protecting hand time and time again in life. But in the 23rd Psalm, he promises as our shepherd, he will protect us. Hey, you know what he said? He even tells us he will protect us from enemies. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now the devil, that's our big enemy. And God protects you from that enemy called the devil. Then he tells us to leave revenge to God. God said, I'll take care of it. But God wants to protect us from our enemies. He said, I'm your shepherd. I want to meet your need. I'm going to give you a couple more of these benefits, but I think I could go for an hour just on the 23rd Psalm about all the benefits that God makes available. For instance, in Psalm 23, verse number 5, he said, thou anointest my head with oil. Now, so you understand, the oil in the Bible is a symbol of the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. This is what happened. When you got saved, you said, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. He moved into you in the person of the Holy Spirit. So inside you is that Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God is there to help you. And the Holy Spirit of God is there to guide you. And the Holy Spirit of God is there to give you comfort. That Spirit is available, and that Spirit will make a difference in your life. The other day, my phone rang, and the person on the other end of the line had just had a child to die. And I was the first person they called. They live up in the Chicago area. And they called. They said, "I'm so glad you picked up your phone. And they told me, I'm at the hospital and I'm hiding. But my baby just died." Now, when somebody reaches out to you and they want your help at that moment, let me tell you, you feel completely inadequate. And I thank God that I had trained myself what to say. And I said, "I love you and I'm going to pray for you, but you're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit of God to do for you what He does best. A lot of humans are going to try to comfort you. And they're going to be sincere. But the great Comforter lives within you. And when we hang up the phone, I want you to keep hiding. But I want you to pour your heart out to God and say, 'Holy Spirit of God, comfort me.'" He said, "Preacher, I knew you would know what to tell me. Matter of fact, I was afraid you were going to tell me that you could help. And in my heart, I already knew you couldn't." I said, "I can get you to the one who can help." Hung up the phone. About 3 hours later, he said, "I did what you said. And a peace that I couldn't have imagined having available to me has come. And preacher, I want you to know I'm okay. My baby, my child is in heaven. And I'm just going to keep counseling with the one you recommended." I said, "That's the thing to do." Folks, when you got saved, God moved into you in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. And when no human being alive understands, and when nobody can meet the need, and nobody knows what to say and how to word it, you have the greatest counselor and comforter known to man available to you. And in the 23rd Psalm, it is said, "He anoints my head with oil." What's that oil? That oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm almost done, but I got to tell you, the Bible says this about the 23rd Psalm. It goes through all these benefits, and the psalmist said, "My cup runneth over." You know what that means? You not only get these things, you get so much of it, you won't know what to do with it all. "My cup runneth over." Of what? All those benefits. David said, "Wow, look at everything that I'm getting." Y'all remember the illustration of the man that came to see me when I was working with the disaster relief supplies, and I began to fill his arms and I filled it all the way to the top. I couldn't even see his body. He said, I don't know how I can receive it all. Let me tell you something, Christian. God has given us so much. I don't think we have the common spiritual sense to receive it all. You say, "Well, I feel like I'm getting shortchanged." God's one getting shortchanged because you don't see what He's done for you. God didn't shortchange you. Your perception's off. You have a broken receiver. Because the giver, He's 100%. He knows what He's doing. He is our shepherd. We have an abundance of our needs met, and His leadership and peace. We have an abundance of restoration and direction and understanding during difficult times. We've got His presence and His comfort and help with our enemies. And the Holy Spirit is there. He said, "I'm going to give and give and give and give and give, and you're not even going to notice how much of it I've given to you." He said, "My cup runneth over." And He goes on and says, "Well, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." You know what I love about that? It says all the days. All the days. On your toughest day, your shepherd's there. On your loneliest day, the shepherd's there. He's our shepherd all the days of our life. And he ends up, the psalmist says, "And I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, let me tell you something. If you're here today and you say, "Wow, all those benefits and those tiny 6 verses," sure. And I have to tell you, I wasn't thorough at all. I'm a little embarrassed that I did not get to explain these benefits thoroughly enough. But those benefits are available to people who have Jesus as their shepherd. In other words, you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. That Savior is the shepherd. I wouldn't want to offend you, but I would tell you this. If you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, then all the shepherding and all the benefits, they're not available. They're available to the sheep. I'd recommend you receive the free gift of eternal life and ask Jesus to save you, and then get in on all the benefits. And then it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We get saved. We have all those benefits through life. And the worst thing that happens to us is, well, let me tell you this. You know that in this life, the worst thing that's going to happen to you, Christian, will happen in this life. It all gets better after this. Now, understand, though, the people that are lost, the best thing that's ever going to happen to them happens in this life. Because it gets worse after this life, because there is a place that's called hell. So, the Lord is my shepherd. There's a ton of benefits that go along with it. If you're saved, take advantage of those benefits. Recognize them. If you're not saved, let Him be your shepherd today. Let Him save you so you can go to heaven someday when you face eternity. We're going to have a time of what we call an invitation or an altar call. Service is just about over. We're not far from the end. But I want you to sit still and listen real carefully. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. The first question is this, and it's personal. If you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? Or would you say, Pastor, I don't know that. I don't know that if I died today, I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me, Pastor. I'm not saved. I'm not for sure going to heaven. I'd like to know, but I don't know. And I'm going to be honest about it. I don't know I'm going to heaven. If you'd raise your hand, I'll pray for you. I'm not going to point you out. But if you'll say, Pastor, I'm not saved. Pray for me. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Who here would say, Pastor, I do know I'm saved. Thank you. Thank you. Who here would say, I do know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm not going to lie in church. I know that if I died today, I'd go to heaven. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? God bless you. Excellent. Hands all over the place. Remember, if you didn't raise your hand about salvation, you need to get saved. Oh, here's another question, another inquiry. He's our shepherd. Think about what I told you. He's the one that will meet our needs. He's the one that brings us that peace and that leadership. Who here would say, Brother Owens, you mentioned one of them benefits. Maybe it was restoration. Maybe it was His guidance. Maybe just getting close to Him. Maybe it's the protection or the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's His help with an enemy. But you say, Brother Owens, you mentioned some benefits. There's a benefit or two there I just needed to be reminded of. I needed to be reminded of the benefits that were there. And there was a benefit in particular that maybe had escaped my mind. And I just forgotten that He would take care of things. And I needed to be reminded. And God specifically, He jolted my thinking about that particular benefit from my shepherd. And you'll raise your hand and say, God reminded me of a benefit or two today that I just needed reminded of. God bless you. You can put those hands down. We're going to have an altar call. Means this. In a second, the pianist is going to begin to play. In a moment, we're going to stand. When we stand, the pianist will begin to play. And when that happens, if you need a moment at the altar, won't you leave your seat, come down here, get on your knees for a second, and just say, Father, I forgot. I forgot that You provided peace. And Lord, I suffered a loss, and Father, if the answer is it was in to glorify His name or Your name, I'm good with that. Or maybe it is somebody say, I need that peace that God provides. You come, Christian, you may need to come and say, Father, that benefit means something special to me. I need that comfort. I need what You provide. If you're not saved, if you're one that raised your hand and said, if I die today, I don't know, I'm on my way to heaven. You come, we'll have someone take a Bible very quickly. And in a way you won't be embarrassed, they'll show you in the Bible how to be born again. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need the altar, why don't you come for a second? you need the altar. You've got a heartache. You have a burden. You have a need. You've been reminded of a benefit. You've been reminded that God will help you with your enemy. You've been reminded that the Holy Spirit will give you guidance. You've been reminded about this issue of comfort. You've been reminded that He is available. He's very personal. He's the one that will meet your needs. He's the one that will provide the leadership and the restoration. Maybe there's somebody here that you say, I've turned my life into a bit of a mess. I need some restoration. I need rebuilt. God can do that. God can and God will. Continues to play, let me remind you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And the man that I loaded down with disaster relief supplies, he said, Pastor, you have given me so much, I just don't know that I can receive it all. If that is not a picture of what God does for the Christian, I don't know of one. God loads us down. The problem is we forget about who He is, and we forget about how He does meet our needs, and we forget about His peace, and we somehow distance ourselves from it, and we ignore it, and we lose track of it. Remember, the Lord is my shepherd. That's present tense. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's personal. I have a present tense, personal God that meets my needs. God knows what He's doing in your life. The 23rd Psalm is not just for a funeral service. It's for our everyday life. I shall not want. God said, I will meet your needs. We're going to go one more time through the song. There are those yet being dealt with. It won't be but just a few minutes and we'll be on our way. A second name taker, let's get one, because I want to make sure that names are taken before we leave the service this morning. Keep playing if you will, Sarah. There are those that are yet coming. He'll meet my physical needs. He'll meet my leadership needs, my need of peace, my restoration. He'll give me a map to follow. He'll help me get through the difficult times. He'll give me Himself, His Spirit for comfort. He'll help me through the times that my enemies make hard on me, and then He'll overload me with that goodness and mercy. Get me to heaven. Sounds like quite the deal.